Hi again. Thanks for joining me. This is Steve Gratch, and the podcast is called A Different Drummer. This episode is called Renewed by the Spirit. There's so much here. He saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. The Lord, isn't the Lord all-inclusive? He just does the work. He does it all from one end to the other, through and through. That's Titus 3:5. This word that talks about saving us, it's a rescue, isn't it? He heals and then he preserves us. The Lord helps us in our wait. When we wait for him to, for his plan to unfold, which we're all doing, we're waiting for his plan to unfold. He helps us. He has rescued us and healed us, and he preserved us and he saved us. It's not by our good deeds, not by the things we do, not by our jobs. We do a good job. It's a good thing to do a good job and the things that we're familiar with, but these things are not the things that save us. For all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy garment, and all of us wither like a leaf, and all of our iniquities like the wind take us away. So our righteous deeds don't really mean anything before the Lord. What means something is that the Lord Jesus himself, Son of God, came down, born of a virgin, and he walked the earth, died on a cross, bled and died to save us from our sin, raised again, lifted up in glory back in heaven. And is the plan is still working out. He's preparing a place for us. His mercy is about his compassion and his pity. He has pity on us. He knows that we are but dust. His Holy Spirit does the work, isn't it? It's a process. It's us that need the work. We're the ones that need the washing. And the word washing is really a bath. I love that. This regeneration is a renewal. It's a messianic restoration. It's not anything that we can do. God does the work through his Holy Spirit. When I was a kid growing up, I had a 68 Camaro, and I did, and a couple buddies and I, we restored this car, and it was basically a Bondo buggy. It looked good on the outside, but it was kind of, you know, it's an earthly thing, but I just had a blast doing it. But the renewal and the restoration was earthly. It looked good, but it wasn't eternal. It looked good. It was a great looking car, but it wasn't a change of heart and a change of life. This is what the work of the Lord, the work of the Spirit does. And how do we respond? I will praise the name of God with song and magnify him with thanksgiving. Psalm 69:30. The Holy Spirit, this is something about the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God is God. He's the one doing the work, the third person of the Trinity. For thus say the high and exalted one who lives forever, whose name is holy. I dwell on a high and holy place. Let me say that again. I dwell on a high and holy place, and also with the contrite and the lowly of spirit, in order to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite. So the Lord's in the business of revival and renewing those that are his. And the promise, again, is the renewed by the Spirit. He saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of the regeneration and the renewing by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit does the work. Titus 3:5. Well, there you have it. Renewed by the Spirit. What a wonderful promise. Well, I hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.